Revenue Chat episode 140. The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out. The Dream Business community at tonyduroso.com/community.
This is Revenue Chat Radio with your host, Tony D'Urso, interviewing successful entrepreneurs and giving you actionable advice and insights. Let's rev it up.
Welcome to this episode of Revenue Chat. I'm your host, Tony D'Urso. In our last episode, 139, Julie Broad gives a high energy and enthusiastic interview on the pros and cons of writing a book and self-publishing or not. Her extraordinary success on her own books comes through as she gives a plethora of advice and tips on how you too can be successful with your own book and why. Check out the highlights and check out this interview. Note, you can catch every episode of Revenue Chat on my mobile app. Just go to tonyduroso.com/mobile from your Android or iPhone. Once it loads, past episodes of Revenue Chat will automatically appear in column 2. And column 1 is my other weekly high-profile show that focuses on highlighting stars, greats, and game changers called The Spotlight with Tony D'Urso. Just go to tonyduroso.com/mobile from your Android or iPhone. Okay, today we set the stage for Revenue Chat with Bob Lancer. Dissolve your emotional pain. For the past 3 decades, Bob Lancer has been guiding individuals and groups through the release of their emotional pain patterns and limiting beliefs for joyful success in all areas of life. He's the author of several books published in the U.S. and overseas, hundreds of articles on self-transformation, and for 15 years, he hosted his own radio show on Inspired Living on WSB Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. Bob provides his transformational coaching over the phone and via Skype, guiding individuals through a powerful process called The Method for immediate emotional healing and life breakthroughs. All right, Revenue Crew, let's rev it up. Get ready for Bob to tell us how to dissolve your emotional pain. Here we go. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully well. Life is beautiful.
Awesome. Bob, thank you so much for coming on to join us once again on Revenue Chat. You were on EP35 talking about it's time for a healthy attitude shift. And since then, I know quite a few people have come to you and have greatly enjoyed your amazing help in their lives. I've seen the changes. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. And drumroll, full disclosure here, Bob has helped me quite a bit. And I do mean quite a bit, as in a lot of amazing help and assistance in opening up the world of abundance in my own life. Yeah, he is superlative in helping you open up the flows of abundance in your life. For example, in our first interview with Bob, which was EP35, Revenue Chat was active for only a few months. Well, Bob, as a result of your great work, I can report that Revenue Chat went on to get 1 million downloads in its first 2 years. And then I started a second weekly show, and combined, I'm getting around 150,000 downloads per month. So yeah, this stuff really works. I'm in the upper bracket somewhere as one of the top podcasts. And Bob, you did your job, and you did a great one at that, and really helped me open up the flows of abundance. And now it's such a pleasure to have you back on again and hang out with us once more on Revenue Chat. Very cool.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet, Tony.
All right. Well, good. I'm ready for this. And now today we're going to talk about dissolving your emotional pain. Now, let's take it from the top, as we have new members in our Revenue Crew audience as well. So first things first, Bob, please tell us, how did it all start for you?
Well, I will say this, dissolving your emotional pain will dissolve your limits to abundance and gain. The way it all started for me was I was in tremendous emotional pain, and I was recognizing that the more pain I experienced, the more all of my options in life seemed to be shutting down for me. Health, wealth, relationships, career. If anything could go wrong, it did go wrong. Then I discovered this process that I call the method. And when I first started learning the method, the gentleman who taught me the method, he said, you know, there are two phases of change that you can expect. He said, one is you're going to find your joy. And then what happens after a while is these miraculous physical manifestations start to materialize. And they're so beyond anything you could expect or hope for. And they will happen in the most out of this world way, where there's no way that you could have predicted how it was going to turn out. So many factors come into play that it really feels like divine intervention comes through. And so when I started working with you, Tony, what I was experiencing was the emotional part. I was completely at peace, secure. I felt like I didn't have any needs whatsoever in life. I was just every single moment of my life, I was totally free, doing exactly what I wanted to do, feeling deep, deep levels of gratitude and joy and bliss and harmony and happiness and love, all my inner pain dissolving through the method. But then what started happening are these miraculous manifestations. So what I can absolutely guarantee from my personal experience and from the experience of the people that I'm working with is that if you persevere in this process that we'll be discussing of dissolving your emotional pain, if you persevere in this process, you will not only discover how to live your life in boundless joy and love, but then what will start to happen are these miraculous material manifestations that are mind-blowing. Life is so incredibly beautiful. It's so stupendous. So that's the story that I can share up to this point. It goes from dissolving the pain to joy, and from joy to miraculous manifestations.
Very cool stuff. And just to better clarify for our audience, because most people have perhaps a different definition or idea of emotional pain, and I've had different guests on over the years talking about emotional pain. Can you better describe that for us, as well as then tell people how they can gain freedom from emotional pain? Let's just kind of hit our headline title of the show right off the bat, shall we?
Okay, well, emotional pain is what we call hurt feelings. You know, whenever you feel hurt, whenever you feel sad or hurt, that's your emotional pain. Now, what most people do when they start to feel hurt is they push it down and turn it into anger, or it turns into discouragement, negative expectations of the future, or resentment, or it goes into fear or anxiety, but it starts off with hurt. So dissolving your pain means doing the opposite of what you have been programmed to do. Most of us have been programmed to close off to our pain, to not be vulnerable, to push it down. And to dissolve your pain, what you have to do is you have to allow it to come up. And there's an actual internal, like physical sensation you can feel when you're opening up to your pain, when you're opening up to your feelings of unhappiness, when you feel opening up to your feelings of unworthiness, or opening up to your feelings of despair, hopelessness. It could be mild, it could be strong. And what I train people in, what I train myself in, is opening up every single moment to how you feel. Because when you open up to how you feel, every feeling carries with it the energy of the feeling. The more intense the feeling, the more intense the energy. So when you're opening up to how you feel, what you're doing is you're opening up to energy. You're opening up to power. Power is arising within you. You're naturally growing more powerful every single instant. Your power is trying to come up, but it coming up in the form of feelings. And if you block your feelings or resist your feelings or try to distract yourself from your feelings, what you're doing is you're blocking the power. When you allow your feelings to come up, what happens is they naturally turn into peace and love and joy. And also they turn into the guidance of the heart, which is an intuitive form of guidance that leads you along the path of your empowerment. So therefore, your feelings start to guide you in what you think, what you say, and what you do, always guided along the path of this expanding joy, expanding love, expanding power. And that's how you find your true path. It's the path that feels wonderful, marvelous, fulfilling, ecstatic for you in every given moment. The change that has to take place is this retraining of our consciousness, number one, to pay attention to our feelings, and then number two, to open up to whatever you're feeling, just open up to it and let it come up. That's the first stage. Then as we proceed, I'll talk about where you go from there. But the first stage, the continual life practice, is to be in the present moment, opening up to how you feel.
It's very, very interesting and very true. And I can relate with that as I've had quite a bit of work with you. I want to break it down a little bit more for our Revenue Crew audience, because I have a feeling that this just in itself may go over the head a little bit. So let's bring it down. Emotional pain. You didn't get the raise you want, and now you hate your boss, or you came in late, or your boss is giving you some static and you don't like him. And we're not saying turn around and say, oh, I love my boss. But that's emotional pain, which is blocking your energy you're creating into bigger worlds. You don't have enough money to buy something that you really want. Then you get angry, or you're upset, or you may dislike. I'll just make up an example. You wanted to buy a bicycle and you don't have enough money for it, and you don't want to get credit for it or whatever. Now you're mad and you're angry. That's just pent up. These things are emotional pain. You ask someone out on a date. The person says no. That builds up this emotional pain. This is what we're talking about. Real life examples of real things that can make you mad or angry or dislike something. And we're not saying, oh, well, it's okay. That person won't go out with me. I love the person anyway. We're not saying that. We're not being that silly. But we're saying that factor, that action, is blocking you now from creating. Am I getting it so far right on, Bob?
You're very close, because the thing is that anger is not how you feel in the first flush of an experience. If your boss doesn't give you the raise you want, before you feel angry, you feel hurt. If you ask someone out on a date, before you feel angry, you feel hurt. If you want something and you can't buy it, the first thing you feel is hurt. See, anger comes, like fear, anger comes when we repress our pain, when we push it down. It's a defense mechanism against feeling your feelings. So that's why we can accurately say that the angrier a person is, the more powerless that person is. Because remember, your feelings carry your power. So when you're feeling hurt, if you allow the feeling to come up, you're allowing your power to come up. But if you then shift into anger or resentment, now what's going on is you are pushing that feeling down and covering it up with bluster. And that's what causes us to go, it's just a defense mechanism. And then we go on the attack, or we use some other defensive procedure. But the anger is not the feeling. The anger is secondary. Now, sometimes it happens so quickly that we repress our hurt and just immediately go into anger, right? And that happens because you were raised by someone who did that. In the first 6 years of life, the child learns to deal with emotions the way emotions are being dealt with around the child. It's an automatic programming process. The child has Maria Montessori called an absorbent mind. And so all that's happening when you become angry is you are experiencing the angry pattern of someone who raised you. It's repeating itself to you. So if you do get into the anger part, you have to start there, and you start by allowing yourself to feel the anger completely without resistance. You open up to it. That's different from letting the anger run your speech or run your actions, like making you hit somebody or throw something or curse someone out, right? Or go into thinking about what a rotten person you are or somebody else is. To open up to the feeling is different from letting the feeling run you. Opening up to the feeling is stage one. Once you're in anger, though, you're really in stage two of feeling, and you've got to feel the anger until you can find the hurt that you're getting into anger to protect yourself from. Once you get into that hurt place, now your heart is opening. Now the energy is coming up. And you will find yourself loving the person who rejected you. You will find yourself loving the boss who passed you over, because there's nothing about those other people that you depend upon. Your life is your creation. You reap what you sow. If your boss is passing you over for a raise, take responsibility for that. Doesn't mean you should beat yourself up because you didn't get the raise. Maybe you're working in the wrong job. Maybe you're working for the wrong person. Maybe your thoughts have been in the wrong place. So you want to look at what is happening to you as your creation, not to beat yourself up, but so you can say, okay, well, how do I change what I'm creating? The first way you change what you're creating is you change what you're feeling. When you release it, when you dissolve your pain, as we're talking about, the joy that comes up, I call it your joy song, or your high joy vibration. The vibration of your joy and happiness in and of itself will produce miracles in your life. It will produce healing miracles. It will produce wealth miracles. It will produce relationship miracles. There's nothing more important that you can do for your revenue than to live in joy. Joy is the true currency. The happier you are, the more successful you will be. Now, it's true that there are a lot of people out there who are making a lot of money who are not happy, or who seem to be happy because they're going on great trips. But all you have to do is take some billionaire, put him in a 5-star hotel, and if the desk clerk looks at him wrong, he starts fuming and having a bad day. What is his money worth now? He's not really any happier. See, there's nothing you can achieve in the external world that's going to make much of a difference in your internal world for more than a minute or two. As soon as you get that raise, you're going to find yourself wanting more, worrying about losing what you have, worrying about the extra workload you have to carry. As soon as you find that get somebody to accept you who was rejecting you, you're going to find yourself feeling just as annoyed and insecure after she's with you or he's with you than you were before. The key is to change how you feel by working directly on your inner life instead of trying to get your external life to conform to what you think will make you feel better. You work directly on how you feel to release the negativity, release the pain. And then you find not only do you experience the joy you desire, but automatically your life starts to line up in ways that are consistent with that joy.
Those are very profound statements. And you've brought up in me examples. I've thought of things. I know someone who flies off the handle constantly when driving, call it road rage. I know someone who's very good at it, or I should say very bad. This person doesn't get in accidents, thank goodness, but gets very offended and when there's another driver that doesn't act appropriately in relation to this person. And I think of these, and I think of, you know, I know someone else who, no matter what this person has, wants more, doesn't have enough, is not happy. It's just not enough. Always wants more, 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 more than the means to get those things. And I think of these examples as you were just thinking, I'm going, these various people, they're locked in and they have to, as you were saying, be themselves first and open up themselves first. So let's kind of explore this a little bit more. You know, people listening to this, they may start thinking of their own issues. How does someone kind of open up? I mean, some of this stuff that we may be holding on to, Bob, as you I'm sure know, could be quite a lot of stuff. So how does someone start opening up their lives on this, please?
Well, to be totally frank and candid with you, Tony, I don't think you can do it alone. That's the work that I do with people. I do that work with people all over the world. I'm a consciousness coach.
I totally believe that, by the way. Yeah. Absolutely, completely believe. You can't do it alone. Though there are things that one can do now. Something's better than nothing. But yes.
Yeah, there are things you can do now. And the most important thing is just to be open and honest with yourself. And you can't do that, you know, if you're drinking and drugging and running around, and if your mind is racing a million miles an hour. You know, the basic principle in life is that if you're blaming someone else for what's going wrong in your life, you're going to live your life as a slave, because you're depending on other people to set you free.
I like that statement, by the way, Bob. That's powerful.
It's very powerful. And what's even more powerful is that you don't have to live that way any longer. It doesn't matter what happens. Nothing ever goes wrong in your life. The universe is a perfect system. You are always given exactly what you need right now for you to discover your path to liberation, for you to take your next step in freedom. So, you know, there are things you can do right now. Pay attention, be honest with yourself, face what's going on in your life and take responsibility for it. But I know in my own case and in the case of the people that I help, it's invaluable to have someone who is skilled in helping you to uncover what you're really feeling and then who can guide you through the process. The method is an amazingly powerful process of opening up to how you feel and then being able to turn that energy into, or release that energy into its potential for love, joy, and personal empowerment. People are getting liberated. I work with veterans, people with PTSD, people from childhood traumas. All of your emotional pain, anger, frustration, pessimism, resentment, self-criticism, feeling unworthy. You know, there's absolutely no reason for you to ever, based on reality, based on the way life really works, there's absolutely no reason for you to worry. There's actually absolutely no reason for you to hurry. And there's absolutely no reason for you to ever feel discouraged about anything because nothing is going wrong. It's all in your imagination.
Bob, that's profound. Everyone listening to this is, well, most everyone listening to this is going to say, what? That's profound. Wow. Yeah.
If you just pay attention to your mind, you'll see that you're imagining all this stuff and believing it's true. You know, I just got off the phone with a client of mine and she was saying, she had contacted her brother to wish him a Merry Christmas. You know, we're recording this show right after the New Year. And he didn't get back to her until New Year's. And the whole time she's in her mind feeling hurt and angry and resentful and rejected and unworthy. Why is he not doing it? And then he calls her up on New Year's Day to apologize why he hadn't gotten back to her. And he explained this very complicated sort of family emergency that he'd been dealing with for the last week. And she realized it was all in her imagination. Let me tell you something. If you're worried about the future, it's because you're imagining a future you don't want. And I'll tell you something else. You bring about what you think about. Everything you envision in your imagination, you're creating. And so what we do with the method is we help you to recognize the story you're telling yourself, the movie that's playing in your mind, so you can stop creating what you don't want. You know, every time you think about your boss being a pain, you know, being a jerk, you're giving yourself that experience and you're reinforcing it in your future. You're actually creating that kind of a boss in your life. Now, it gives you some pleasure to look down on him or her and to talk behind his or her back and be critical. There is some pleasure that people get from it, but it's a sick pleasure because what happens is you're paying a high price for that pleasure. You're preventing yourself from being in a relationship with a really great leader. As long as you focus on being in your mind, being with a leader that you really hate.
Incredible. I love it. It makes me think of so many things out there. Mm-hmm. That is very cool.
The Dream Business community wants to help you with your career and business. As you know, jobs can be fickle. Here today, gone tomorrow. And owning a business has its own frailties. Bloomberg says 8 out of 10 entrepreneurs fail in the first 18 months. A Harvard study says 3 out of every 4 venture-backed firms fail. And there's other sources with shocking figures of their own, which all point to one very conclusive point. These are scary times we live in. Let's help you in the dream business community. Yes, you. Let's try to give you the information you need now to boost your career or business. And I'll be there every step of the way, helping you along with other experts in many industries. Are you ready for accelerated success? Check it out, the Dream Business Community at tonydurso.com/community. That's tonydurso.com/community. Is it true that a majority of new businesses fail? Check this out. In order to have a successful growing business, There are some vital points that you must know. You must have worked them out thoroughly. They must be synchronized with each other and all employees, consultants, and companies that you depend on must know these items and be in agreement with them if your new business is to meet with a high percentage of success. Get it free. The Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at tonydurso.com/vision. Learn how to establish your vision, purpose, long-term objective, and master plan, including strategic and tactical planning. Get the Vision Map. Beat the odds for business success at tonydurso.com/vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. And we're back with Bob Lancer, who tells us how to dissolve your emotional pain.
Let me pick this up from another facet, which I've never heard of before, is you talk about celebrating failure. It seems to be along the same line, but can you expound on that some more?
Yes, celebrate failure, celebrate heartbreak. You know, when I'm feeling down or negative, I just say, bring it on. This is great. Because it's only when we're experiencing those devastating emotions that we get to liberate all the power that's locked up in them. And remember this, please. Power equals joy, love, and intuition or enlightenment. The more pain you're experiencing, the more power is locked up in that pain. And so it's time to embrace the pain. Because when you say, okay, great, I'm feeling horrible, I'm feeling like a failure, I'm feeling worthless, I'm feeling insecure, I'm feeling despondent about the future, this is wonderful. Because all I have to do right now is process through this stuff, and I'm going to get free from these negative reactions to what just happened. Because guess what? The fact that you went for something and it didn't work out the way you wanted it to is always going to turn out to be a blessing and never a curse. What you're interpreting as a failure and a letdown is protecting you from the life you don't want to be living. Nothing is ever going wrong. So when a failure comes and you feel, oh, I'm crestfallen, you know, oh, this is too bad, right? It's not too bad. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. When life gives you a no, it's just as perfect as when it gives you a yes, because it means that this wasn't right for you. You thought that you needed to have this experience, but you needed this experience. And if you accept this experience, don't judge it as negative. You'll see that you can learn from it and grow from it and gain from it. And it is a fantastic, phenomenal gift.
Incredible, incredible. I'm loving it. And I hope that the Revenue Crew audience here listens to this over and over. You've got some great statements, some profound lines of wisdom here. I love it. And now I want to open this up a little bit more and go into success and the inevitable abundance that comes. Let's talk about how do we start going down that path more and more, please.
Okay. You are designed for success and abundance, Tony. You are designed for success and abundance. You never have to live unnaturally to be successful and abundant. All you have to do is not resist how you feel. Get through how you feel until you release the joy and the love and the ecstasy that is on the other side of it. And then just follow your path of joy, of harmony. When you're being true to yourself, when you're living naturally, you feel wonderful. You feel great inside. When you're feeling great inside, right, that's your sign that you're on the right path, that you're on the path of success and abundance. If you look back at your life, you know, when you stubbed your toe, when you had a car accident, you know, when something happened that you didn't like, something broke, you can almost always see where your energy was at that time. There was some kind of an emotional pain you were in, or you were low in energy, you were unbalanced in some way. So when you're just living naturally and harmoniously and you're trusting joy, not fear, don't trust fear, don't trust resentment, don't trust anxiety, don't trust rush, trust joy, trust inner peace, trust love, trust happiness, trust feeling safe and secure, trust feeling confident and powerful, trust feeling completely free and abundant. Those are the feelings that you can count on. Because when you're experiencing those feelings, you're being who you are. You're living naturally. You're being true to yourself. And that is the path that leads you to unlimited success and abundance.
I love it. And I do not want anyone in the Revenue Crew audience to misinterpret or think incorrectly of this, because following your path of joy for some, and I hate to say it, could be being cruel or hurtful to another, or taking the possessions of someone, stealing, robbing, hurting. And I'd like to perhaps address that so that we have the proper framework in mind for people to really follow their joy.
Yeah, when you're following your joy, you're following your love. You can't take anything from anyone. You're all about giving because you don't feel like you need anything. There's no one to hurt. There's no one to take advantage of. There's no need for it. There's no urge for it. And your heart won't even allow you to do that. So people who are stealing or lying or deliberately hurting other people or deliberately trying to hurt other people, they are miserable. They're not following the path of joy. They may think it makes them happy, you know, to enact some sort of vengeance. But what they're really doing is they're holding on to their own belief in their own victimization. The only way they can justify hurting another person is by holding on to their belief that somebody hurt them, that they're hurt. They see themselves. They're holding on to an idea, a belief that they are a hurt individual, and they're going to become who they think about. That's just an idea of who you are. You can let go of that idea of who you are, feel complete. And when you're feeling complete, there's complete forgiveness. You don't hold on to anything. I don't care. I mean, I've had incredible things happen to me from people that I never thought I could forgive. But it's like, it's in the past. Doesn't matter. I want to love everybody right now because that's the path of joy. Love equals joy. When you're really, really in love, you're really, really in joy. And when you really enjoy, you're in love. So nobody can hurt another. No one can lie. No one can steal along their path of joy. That's the path of hurt. That's the path of repressed hurt and striking out because you're projecting the cause of your pain outside of you. No one is responsible for how you feel, Tony. If someone says something to you and you feel insulted, it's your reaction that's making you feel insulted. It's not their words. And until you can free yourself from the reaction pattern, people are outside of you are going to have the power to make you feel bad. That makes you a slave. They have power over you. They're in control of you and how you react and how you feel and how you think and what you say and what you do. But if you make the decision to free yourself from the self-attack of feeling disrespected, that's inside. When you free yourself from that using the method, processing through your feelings correctly, well, no one has the power to insult you. They can throw words at you, but you don't have to take any of it personally. It doesn't have any impact on you. You don't need to control them. You don't need to control anybody in your life. All you need to know is very, very clearly what it is you intend to happen in your life, and it's inevitable.
I love it. I love it. This is very, very good. I wish everyone in the audience would contact you at lovethemethod.com and find out more about this and find out more about what you could do and contact you. And you know what? I would love to talk a little bit more about giving because this is really good. And I think this is where the shift is I'm giving and bring, and that brings in abundance. Can mm-hmm. we talk more about a little bit more about the power of giving and how important that is for our audience?
Well, it's essential. It's giving in each moment. Like right now, what am I giving to this moment? See, I'm not trying to get anything. I'm not trying to get people to call me. I'm not trying to get anything in this moment. I'm about giving in this moment. What can I give to this moment? What is the quality of energy? What is my intention? What is my loving intention in this moment? What do I want to create in this moment? What is the beauty and the goodness that I want to deliver to you and to your audience right now? Right? That's what I'm about. Why? Because that's what's bringing me joy. When you're on the take, you're experiencing loss and need and imbalance. It's like a negotiation. If you go into a negotiation and you feel needy for a particular outcome, we need this to work for us, you know, you're going to be at a disadvantage. The person who goes into negotiation and doesn't care what happens, they don't need it. They don't need the deal. It's either going to be their way or the highway. right? But the person who needs the deal is going to be willing to make all kinds of compromises. Well, it's the same in personal relationships. The only time a person stays in an abusive relationship is because they don't believe they can stand on their own, right? And so they're willing to negotiate. But if your attitude is, look, honey, I love you, but if you want to go, I'm here for you to go. I want you to be happy. I'm not here for you. I don't need you to try to make me happy. I am happy. And I'm interested in having a relationship of giving. If you feel like you want to go, go. Goodbye. I will face all the pain that comes up in me to release the pain patterns that come up in me. And I will be happy and fulfilled and joyful. And if I need another relationship, it's going to come. Because everything you need is going to come your way. It always does. You always, always get what you need. So that's why you should always be on the give. Giving is joyful. Think about, get in touch with what you want to give to this present moment, what you want to bring to this present moment. And what you bring is what you receive.
I love it, Bob. Giving is joyful and you always get what you need. So don't worry about it. Just keep giving and you will get what you need. Great and profound. And I really hope that our audience goes through this over and over. And now time flies, Bob. We're close to wrapping up. Is there anything else that you would like our audience to know about, please?
Well, anyone who would like to contact me for a coaching session who mentions your show, Tony, I will give you a complimentary demonstration of the method, and the results are immediate. You will definitely feel an immediate shift. Take advantage of it because it'll give you some guidance in how to work with your feelings to free the great potential for joy, love, empowerment, and intuition that will come from that. You are bound for success. There's no reason to worry, to hurry, or to feel discouraged. Your life is beautiful. Everything's working out for you. Let go of your concerns. You are living a phenomenal life. That's all I have to share.
I love it. I love it. And I got to say to our Revenue Crew audience, take advantage of that free complimentary session by Bob Lancer at lovethemethod.com, which you'll also see in the show notes, because this is the real deal. And it's helped me bring my show to one of the top podcasts in the world, in the upper bracket, and this stuff really works just by giving. And there are some things that have to be worked out. There are some things that have to be understood. It is not possible to do by oneself, all on oneself. There are things you can do, yes, but to solve this and sort it out and get straight, you need someone else. It's just pure and simple. You need another person to help and guide you. And Bob is phenomenal. And it works, and I cannot say enough. So please get your free complimentary session by Bob at lovethemethod.com. All right, Bob, again, another great interview. I just love having you on. I've learned so much. I'm going to listen to this interview over and over again. It was great.
Wonderful. I'm going to put it on my website, and I know a lot of people are going to listen to it a lot.
Well, good. All right. Bob Lancer with, by the way, I love your newsletters, the Lancer Answer. We talked about dissolving your emotional pain, and his website again is lovethemethod.com. All right. Thank you, everyone, and stay tuned to our next show on Revenue Chat.
If you like this interview with Bob, would you kindly give me a review on iTunes? A couple sentences is just fine. Thanks in advance. And our next episode is with Marcus Bowles, Live Life on Purpose. Marcus is a third-generation entrepreneur with over 25 years of entrepreneurship exposure, over 10 years of business and marketing experience, and over 8 years of IT experience. It's safe to say he was bred to be an entrepreneur. Over the years, he started and developed many businesses, of which the most recognized are Customized Minds, CM Investments, and Customized Shopping. All of the businesses Marcus has started, developed, or invested in have a common principle: people come first. Marcus talks about how to live life on purpose on the next episode of Revenue Chat. All right. Thanks again, everyone. And until next time, remember, you can make life better for yourself and everyone. Choose wisely.